Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. John Johnson and Rhea Hughes. Thanks, as always, to Ross Tucker for a Ross Tucker Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed we get Ross for at least, if they win the Sunday, we get him for at least two more weeks, which is awesome. Rhea, it is rare that you guys ever get to break news on the morning show.
Yes.
But you got to do so in the final minutes with Ross and with the AP Coach of the Year finalists, and there were five of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that after you named, it's Brian Daboll of the Giants, Doug Peterson, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McDermott, and Nick Sirianni, that without hesitation, he went directly to Brian Daboll. I'm surprised by that.
A lot of people did. Well, because, I mean, if he's what he said about Daboll, he's not wrong. They clearly were not as talented to the Eagles, and they made the playoffs. But, you know, I think that you're also discounting just because Sirianni had better players.
Right, is that what you go
to? I mean, they're 15-3.
Yeah. I mean,
they took a guy in Jalen Hurts who a lot of people, you know, a lot of us were really uncertain on.
Yeah.
And helped turn him into an MVP candidate.
Right. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't even mention Sirianni and why he picked Daboll. So
you know, you could go to Doug Peterson, you know, for what he did down there. I think people just think a lot more of Trevor Lawrence than they do of Daniel Jones.
I guess.
And that could be. Also interesting, the assistant coach of the year.
Okay.
Also, they also get an award.
Was that so? I didn't
even
know that.
So there are two. There's a 49er and an Eagle on it. Would you like to guess who?
An Eagles assistant coach?
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon.
No, you would be wrong, Nick Sirianni.
Oh.
It is Shane Steichen and D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, who are going to be...
you are messed up.
Going to go at it in an epic battle this Sunday.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, let's get in some phone calls. Izzy and Allen Towns on WIP. Good morning, Izzy.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, Izzy. How you doing?
Pretty good. You know, man, it's crazy. I was listening to y'all, man, earlier when they brought up the whole, you know, the whole Brock Purdy undefeated thing. And, you know, like the first thing that popped into my head was we heard this earlier this year. We heard the same scenario.
Who was that?
Wasn't when we went up against Cooper Rush and the Cowboys, how he was 5-0 or 6-0. And, you know, Philly hadn't played a team like that. This is a new team. It's rejuvenated and all this. We won that game.
I guess, Izzy, to fit your argument, at a certain point, a rookie is going to look like a rookie. It's a question of whether you can get that out of him or in Jonathan Gannon's case, put the kind of pressure on him, hit him in the mouth a few times, and make him make rookie decisions. I led off the show with this about how there is such a confidence in many Eagles fans and some media that they're already overlooking the 49ers. Are you in that category?
No, I don't. You know what's funny, man? I don't think it's an overlook, man. I think, you know what? I don't think there's nothing wrong when you look at everything and you're like, you know what? We almost have an advantage at every position except for, I'd say, running back.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an advantage there. But we've played Christian McCaffrey before, and we've contained him before. You know what I mean? It's different, though, because of Deebo, so I get that.
Right.
I don't think it's an overlooking. I think there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what? Our team is better. Like,
yeah.
How are we somehow underdogs? I was talking to my friend about this. How are we somehow underdogs again? How? You know what I mean? Like, you look at their schedule, it didn't make anyone phenomenal. You know what I mean?
They're not underdogs, but they're not the favorite that we expected them to be. Like, many... if you look at the odds makers, it's practically an even match game. The Eagles are giving points because they are at home. But aside from the home field advantage, the betting public has this even. And I agree with you. It's surprising how they have downplayed the Eagles all season long.
I think right now it's like, my man, I would love to hear the fans chant this at the game, but I doubt it will happen. But it's like Jason Kelce said, no one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. Philly, effing Philly. No one likes us, and we don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, definitely, yeah.
Izzy, our prize wheel this morning. Eagles tickets yesterday were impossible to get. So, with that in mind, what is an event at any point in history, could be sports, concert, whatever, that if you could purchase tickets to go to, what would that be?
You know, man, it's crazy. I would, is similar to this. I would go to the Super Bowl. It's dope. Someone already said the Super Bowl, but I would do the NFC Championship against the Vikings.
Oh, nice.
Just to see the look on the Vikings players' faces.
Oh, yeah, and then the group of Vikings fans who made their trek down and did the pictures and all. Number two gets you a Keith Jones autograph card.
Okay, so I have a correction. The NFL put out a tweet with the Fimes names on it, the coaches, okay?
Right.
Nick Sirianni is not a finalist.
Oh, no!
No.
What?
No, I read the NFL, and Jeff McClain did too. Jeff...
The wording by the Jeff NFL qualified. was bad.
Well, they just put out the five names, but he's not a finalist.
Well, why would they put out five names and have him in there if he wasn't a finalist?
I know. Here's the three finalists, according to Jeff McClain.
All right.
Brian Daboll, Doug Peterson, Kyle Shanahan.
And Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. I've had my gripes with Sirianni throughout a season, as I have any coach. You're going to tell me the team with the best record in the NFL, hands down, who demolished their first opponent in the playoffs.
Second-year coach.
Is not even a finalist for Coach of the Year?
Yeah.
This truly is a hate on Philadelphia. There is no other reason why he shouldn't be in here. Brian Daboll, I can understand making the case. Doug Peterson, sure, he took a team with four wins over 2 years and took them to the playoffs in his first season. Yeah. How is this possible? Wow. Rhea, I'm blown away.
I'm glad I could annoy you.
I'm blown away by this. How can, in his second season, how is Nick Sirianni with a 14, the most ever in franchise history? The first, I need a minute to think about this. This is ridiculous. Dennis in Mount Laurel, how is this possible?
I don't know, but it shouldn't be. I mean, he has to be in the finals. He may not win, but he's got to be in the top three.
Yeah. Dennis, during maybe the next commercial break, I'm going to look up the history of Coach of the Year finalists and find out how many times the team that finished with the best record, their coach wasn't a finalist. Because I'd be willing to bet that's been the case every year.
It happened. Didn't it happen with Doug Peterson? Didn't the year that Doug Peterson took them to the Super Bowl, didn't McVay get it even though Peterson's Eagles beat McVay there?
I think you're right. You're right. See? Dennis, there is a bias against Philadelphia.
I love getting you
jerks.
Before I get to my Eagles point, I want to say that the Hall of Fame is for greatness, not for very good. Scott Rolen was a very good player. When I think of Hall of Fame, I think of greatness. I don't want my kid to have to say, who was Scott Rolen? He doesn't have to say, who was Mickey Mantle? Who was Ted Williams? They're letting in very good players, and it's like Andre Iguodala. Good player, very good player.
Yeah.
He made the All-Star team once. He should not be voted into the Hall of Fame.
You know something, Dennis? As great a third baseman as he was, his offensive numbers are not near what they should be for a Hall of Famer.
He got him with the lowest total, right?
Yeah, I forget, 12 point, whatever the percentage was. It was the lowest vote total.
And third baseman is the most underrepresented position, which surprised me.
Yeah, of all the positions in Major League Baseball, third base is the least, as Rhea pointed out, represented.
And at the beginning of the football year, every host on this station, and me as a fan, none of us said 14-3. Nobody.
No one. And we all know what Jalen Hurts has accomplished, and we give him a ton of credit for it. But Nick Sirianni plays a huge part in this, and the fact that he's not not a finalist for Coach of the Year is a travesty.
Yeah, one of your favorite callers, I say that with tongue in cheek, you know, Double M, he predicted them to be 9-8, and our quarterback was average.
Yeah, I know. Mike is a character, man. Dennis, let me get you a spin on the wheel. What's an event in the past you would love to purchase tickets to see?
Well, one caller said 1980. I was at Game 6. I was in the stands for that. And I remember the 1980 Olympics with the hockey team. And they won the silver medal on the round. They beat the Russians. The Russians didn't even make the gold medal.
Yeah.
All the people that I haven't seen, the best performer on stage ever, Elvis Presley.
Ooh, tickets to see an Elvis concert. I would love to do that. Number five, which gets you a Keith Jones autograph card. Juan's on WIP. Hey, Juan.
Yeah, how you doing?
Juan, how is Nick Sirianni not a finalist for Coach of the Year?
Hey, Philly.
There's no other logical explanation, right? It doesn't make any sense. Best record in the NFL.
Yeah, it seems like they hate all the Philly teams.
Man. What would you want to talk about, Juan?
Yeah, my question is, if the 49ers
played in Dallas, do you think they would have won?
They might have. I really think Pollard's injury was huge.
Yeah, they would. They might have won in San Francisco, Juan, if it wasn't for that injury. I'm assuming you're making the case that the 49ers are not as great as many are making them out to be.
It seems like everybody making them the best team of the NFL, but I don't understand why.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about momentum all the time, but then you'll hear somebody say, well, momentum doesn't mean anything. Every matchup is different. Every Sunday is different. Please give me a break. Juan, we're going to find out soon enough. Ross made the case that he can see the Niners winning. He picked the Eagles, but he can see a case where the Niners would win. But it certainly sounded like it would be the Eagles stepping on their own toes to make that happen.
Even with the 12th man?
Yeah, even with the 12th man. Juan, let's get you a spin. I need from you an event in the past you would love to purchase tickets to.
Wilt Chamberlain, 100 points.
Oh, sure. In Hershey, there you go.
Absolutely. Go to Hershey and see Wilt's 100-point game. Hang in there, Juan. That's number two. Wow, I got to look at the calibration on this wheel. Number two gets you a Keith Jones autograph card. We still have prizes. We have the whole second half of the wheel, 7 through 12. Well, minus 8. 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12 still available. Here's how you can do it. Prize wheel Wednesday. So many Eagles fans tried to purchase tickets to the NFC Championship game on this Sunday. There was only about 2,000 available. Very obviously, only a handful were able to get it. An impossible ticket. And then they'll hit the secondary market, outrageously priced. Nobody can afford them. With that in mind, to get you a spin on the wheel, win you a wonderful prize, what is an event? Could be sports, could be a concert, could be something in history that if you could purchase tickets to go see, what would that be? 215-592-9494. All your calls coming up. A lot to get to in our final two segments. WIP Sports Time is 9:15.